A new day has come to the city of Augustus. At Leslie's penthouse in the living room, Leslie walks up to the window with a coffee mug in hand. She lets out a deep breath as she takes a sip of her coffee that has a splash of cream added in. A smiling Leslie then makes her way over to the desk, sets her coffee cup down, and picks up a triangular-shaped glass award that reads Leslie Marshall, Businesswoman of the Year 2023.
I can't believe I did it. I can't believe I became the first Black woman to ever win this award.
Leslie sets the award down on the desk.
My name is Leslie Marshall. I am 34 years old. I'm a mother. I'm a businesswoman. I'm an ex-wife. I'm an ex-fiance. I've been through more than most. But through it all, I'm so grateful that I still have my family by my side.
Leslie then walks over to the fireplace mantel and picks up a family photograph of the Marshall family from Aiden's birthday party that was celebrated earlier this year.
And if I've learned one thing through all the years I've lived, it's that nothing is more important than family.
At Opulence Monthly in Leslie's office, Leslie is sitting behind her desk looking over the layout for the upcoming issue of Opulence Monthly. As she flips the page, she makes a note in the margins of the issue with a red pen. She then lets out a sigh, picks up her office telephone, dials a number, and puts the phone up to her ear.
Hey, Christella, it's me. Look, I'm not really feeling it with your column this week. Is everything all right? Well, it just doesn't feel like you. I find your topic of talk show host fashion interesting, but I need more talk of the fashion, less talk about your thoughts on what actually happened on the talk shows. Call me back when you have some ideas on how to fix this. Bye for now.
That's my girl.
Leslie looks up to find Isaac standing in the doorway. She smiles and gets up from the desk just as Isaac enters the room.
Hi, Dad.
Look at you, already back to work. The ceremony was just last night. And like all of us, you had your fair share of champagne.
I'm not saying I don't have a slight headache, but if I want to be the boss, then I have to show up.
Good point. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. So what are you up to today? Do you want to have lunch?
I can't.
I get it. I'm sure you're finally going to see Gunnar and Elaine. I still can't believe all that he and Emma went through, nor can I still believe that Emma is back.
I actually saw Gunnar and Elaine this morning. They're doing okay, and yes, I still can't believe that Emma is back from the dead either. Anyway, I do want to get together soon, but I can't do lunch. I already have lunch plans with Stephanie.
So I take it things are going well with the two of you.
They are.
Good for you.
You mean that?
Yes. Like I said in my speech last night, it's important to move on in order to have a bright future.
Leslie, I know Stephanie isn't your favorite person, but are you sure you're suddenly okay with me seeing her?
Dad, we had this talk already, and I took your words to heart. And after all I've been through, and after all Stephanie has been through, what's the point in fighting anymore? I'm not saying she's ever going to be my favorite person, but what I am saying is that I can play nice.
At the Tasty Bean Cafe in the main area, almost 2 hours since her conversation with Isaac have passed, and Leslie is standing at the front counter, placing an order.
And since I don't need any more coffee today, I'll just take an iced tea with lemonade. Thanks.
The barista nods as she begins to prepare Leslie's order. Seconds later, the barista hands Leslie her beverage. As she walks over to the coffee bar to grab a straw for her iced tea, she sees Stephanie standing there, pouring sugar into her cup of coffee.
I was wondering when you were going to acknowledge my presence.
Honestly, I didn't want to ruin your day. I know what effect my presence has on you.
I wasn't going to say a word.
I guess I should tell you that I know you had lunch with my father today.
He told me that you knew. It was like he was placing a disclaimer on our lunch date. He also told me that you didn't mind that we were seeing each other. Is this the time where you take back what you said?
No, it's not.
Are you feeling okay?
Just fine. Stephanie, I truly don't mind that you had lunch with my father. And I don't mind that you're seeing him. I've blamed you for a lot through the years. I hated you for seducing him all those years ago. I hated you for getting him involved in that whole mess with Donovan. And when it comes to Donovan's shooting, I blamed you for essentially making him a suspect, all because he wanted to defend your honor against that creep. And though I know that the shooting is still being investigated, I don't think you or my father did it.
Thank you, Leslie. But you forgot to mention one thing.
What's that?
You never spoke on our legendary fights.
Let's not go there.
And the one in the break room with the magnifier was pretty damn good. I've always admired you for holding your own.
Right back at you.
And Leslie?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, too. I get your hate for me. I do. I did seduce your father. I had that affair with your ex-father-in-law, and I did get Isaac wrapped up in my mess with Donovan. But after all this time, I do genuinely care about him, and I'm happy that he and I are in a place where we've started to see one another again.
Stephanie, my father is a special man.
That he is.
He deserves a special woman.
I couldn't agree more.
Do you think you're that woman?
I do.
I can't believe I'm saying this after all we've been through.
Saying what?
If you believe that my father is a special person, and if you believe that you are the woman for him, then go for it. Be with him. Take care of him. Show him that love is possible.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am. Just don't break his heart.
I promise.
I've got to get back to work. Have a good day, Stephanie.
You too, Leslie.
At Danielle's loft in the living room, Leslie and Alex walk over to the couch.
Thank you so much for watching, Aiden. I hope he and Connor enjoyed their time together.
They most certainly did. Aiden's the best big brother in the whole world.
I'm sure. Before you call him in here, however, can I talk to you about something?
Of course.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? What for?
For acting like a total bitch to you these past few months, ever since I found out about you sleeping with Danielle that one night.
Leslie, we were still married when I slept with her. We also kept the truth from you for a very long time, and you had to find out about it on the day of our son's birthday party. So I get it. I understand why you acted the way that you did. You were justified in your reaction towards Danielle and me.
Thank you for saying so. And I do think that I was right to react the way I did. But what I'm trying to say is that I've held on to that bitterness towards you for a long time, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Thank you. But can I ask what made you turn your feelings around?
Winning that award, believe it or not. It also helped me to realize that I shouldn't be holding such a big grudge against Stephanie anymore.
A piece of glass made you realize all that?
I'm trying to be serious right now.
Sorry. Continue, please.
Winning that award, based off of my hard work, made me realize that if I can put that much work into my job, then I can also put that much work into my own life. I need to work towards being a better person, Alex. And I don't want this to be the point in our conversation where you tell me that I'm a good person already. No. I need to be honest with myself. I need to work on some things. I've thought a lot about the person that I want to be ever since the night I killed Nicholas Larson in self-defense. Not only has that event haunted me, but the fact that I need to change has haunted me as well. I need to be someone different for our son. I need to be a stronger woman. I need to be more driven, and I need to love more. So I am sorry that I haven't been able to give a lot of love back into this world lately.
Leslie, you do love. You love so damn much. And I'm sorry that I never truly appreciated that love. You're an amazing woman, and a lot of people know that, and I know that. I think it's awfully big of you that you came over here to say these things instead of just picking Aiden up right away. It means a lot to me as I go into my next chapter.
Your next chapter?
Yes. I'm sorry that I couldn't be a decent man to you. I'm just hoping that I can be a decent man to Danielle. I'm going to be proposing to her tonight, Les.
Wow. That's amazing.
Really?
Yes. And I expect an invite to the wedding, mister.
You think she's really going to say yes?
You bet I do. How could she not? And I promise you that I will not have a problem with this. This is your life, and I need to respect that. And Danielle has already shown how much she loves our son and your son with Emma.
She's a great motherly figure to the both of them.
I know that to be true. Well, I best be getting Aiden ready to get going. Thanks again for watching him.
Anytime.
Back at Leslie's penthouse in the living room, Leslie enters the room having come from Aiden's bedroom. She checks her watch and notices that it has been roughly an hour since she picked up Aiden.
No time like the present for a glass of wine. I guess that glass of wine can wait. Uncle Gregory.
Hello, hello, hello.
Not that I don't love getting a visit from you, but what are you doing here?
Well, Rhonda's grabbing some books and toys for Aiden, so she'll be up here any minute now. And then, we are kicking you out of your own house.
I don't understand.
Your father told me that you went to work today. A day after winning a once-in-a-lifetime award.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, he told me he'd say that too. Anyway, Rhonda and I would like you to go out to celebrate. You deserve it. And the night is still young, and we made you a 6 o'clock reservation at the Central Grill, and you don't have to worry about picking up your own bill because we have got it taken care of.
Uncle Gregory, you and Rhonda don't have to do this. I was just looking forward to a quiet night in.
You are young. You have got a lot of life left to live, and your work will still be waiting for you there in the morning. So now what you need to do is go find something else to wear before Rhonda gets up here. Because I know she's not going to be too happy if you don't agree to this, and you know how nice she is.
You picked a good one.
I'd like to think she picked me.
It's just like you to say something like that.
I know.
Thanks for this.
You bet.
See you later tonight.
That you will.
At the Central Grill in the dining area, almost half an hour later, Olivia, Christopher, and Leslie are sitting around a table enjoying a nice dinner.
Thank you for joining me for dinner, you two. As nice as this gift was from your dad and Rhonda, Chris, I just did not want to sit here alone.
I get it. We're happy that you gave us a call. I'm sorry my mom couldn't join, however. She just said that a condition of her going on this trip was that she had to do some work from home things.
Give her my best, though. I can't wait to catch up with her.
I most certainly will pass along your love to her.
You know, Leslie, I'm sorry we couldn't make it to your award thing last night, but I'm so happy for you. I couldn't imagine that award going to anyone else.
Aw, thanks.
And to be the first Black woman to win that award is just amazing. You are making historical moves.
Don't gas me up too much.
You deserve it, cuz.
Thanks.
Hey, I say we order champagne.
Agreed. A good, expensive bottle.
You two really think we should order champagne? Come on now, let's...
Leslie, let's celebrate. Come on now.
Fine. Thank you for showing me some love.
You deserve to be appreciated.
Thanks again. Well, let's order.
Agreed.
By the way, Chris, how is everything going with your case?
Are you sure you want to talk about that tonight?
I just feel bad that I haven't been getting updates on the situation.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I still want to be alone with that Isabella. All I need is 5 minutes.
Liv.
Oh, don't let me stop Olivia. I couldn't agree with her more. Isabella needs a swift kick in the ass. She is nuts, and I can't wait for you to beat her.
That's the plan.
But it doesn't just have to be a plan. It will soon be your reality. And after you get over this, I bet she'll leave town for good.
Fingers crossed.
I love you, cuz. And everything will be just fine. I know it.
Leslie.
Hey, you.
What are you doing here?
Well, if you and Emma are available, I just finished up a lovely dinner with Christopher and Olivia at the Central Grill. And, well, I couldn't resist buying up every cannoli they had in their bake case. So, what do you two say? Want to have a late night dessert meeting?
As great as that sounds, Emma is not here right now. She's spending some time with her mom.
Oh, I see. Well, I should have called now that I think about it. Anyway, I'll be going now.
Wait, don't go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we both know that you and Emma aren't the best of friends, so it's probably good that she isn't here.
I'm trying to restart my life today. I'm done having enemies and carrying grudges. Plus, Emma just got her memories back. That's why I asked if both of you wanted to join me.
Leslie, just come on in.
Okay.
About half an hour later, Leslie and Colin are sitting on the couch. They are each drinking a glass of wine and finishing up their cannolis. They are also sharing a good laugh.
I guess you're right. Oh, I guess this was a good idea after all. Thank you so much for not letting me leave.
No worries. I think it's a good thing that you came in, too.
So, how are things? How are things with Emma, your dad?
Everything's okay. Or at least I hope it is. Andrew Rutledge is still a threat.
They haven't arrested him yet?
They did. It's just that Andrew said he would be out soon.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. The case against Andrew is open and shut.
I hope you're right about that.
I think I am.
As for my dad, we haven't really gotten the chance to sit down and talk. Yet I think we'll be able to have an honest conversation soon. There's certainly no shortage of topics to bring up.
Very true. I still can't believe that Andrew kept them in that house. And then, to top it all off, he made Emma believe she was married to your dad.
And my father was so scared for his life that he wasn't willing to come clean.
Until he did.
And he and Emma made their grand escape from Canada.
And now they're back. Like I asked you earlier, how are things with Emma? And don't hold anything back from me.
They're going okay. I guess the only roadblock is that we really haven't gotten a chance to be husband and wife again. Things still feel rather distant.
Do you think you two can heal what might be broken?
Don't know where to begin.
Have you thought about marriage counseling?
I don't know if that's the right play.
Why not?
Because how do you begin to tell a marriage counselor that the reason you're in counseling is because your former amnesiac wife, who you thought was dead, is having issues connecting with you, stemming from spending almost a year thinking she was married to your father?
I get where you're coming from.
I feel as though something like seeing a therapist would just complicate things. I'm sure there's a way for Emma and I to figure things out on our own. At least, her mom has backed off from wanting to take Connor out of Augustus.
I can't believe she came out of her coma. Lucinda has always had a thing for timing.
Amen.
Look, Colin, once again, you don't have an easy road ahead of you. Yet, you're so strong. And I think that your love for Emma will conquer all the obstacles in your way.
Thanks for saying that.
You bet.
And thank you for staying. I appreciate it. I really needed the company tonight.
Anytime.
Leslie and Colin stand from the couch.
Well, I should be getting back to the house. Gregory and Rhonda have watched Aiden long enough. I'm sure they're tired.
Maybe. I'll walk out.
Thanks. I'm glad I stayed.
Me too.
And good luck with everything.
Thanks.
Keep me posted.
Leslie smiles as she puts a hand on Colin's chest.
This was a lot of fun. Don't be a stranger.
Same. Same to you.
Colin? What is it? Is everything okay? You hesitated.
Yeah, everything's fine. It was just really nice to spend some time with you tonight.
Yeah, you too. I should be going.
Yeah, you,
I...
Colin slowly leans in and kisses Leslie passionately. Leslie then takes a step back and touches her lips.
Colin.
I know.
I have to go.
As Leslie takes a deep breath, it is revealed that Emma has been watching Leslie and Colin through the window this entire time.
I can't believe this. Leslie Marshall and my husband.
Emma hangs back and hides by some bushes as Leslie prepares to exit the home. Back at Leslie's penthouse in the living room, some time has passed on and Leslie has now arrived home from her nightly outing.
Are you sure Rhonda didn't need any help carrying down the art supplies she brought over for Aiden?
As much as she loves help for others, she wanted to give us some time alone so I could check in with you.
Oh?
She wanted to make sure you got a chance to clear your head, so did you?
I think so. I've had a lot on my plate lately. And you know, I get that I put up a fight when it came to your offer to go out, but I'm glad I did. Thank you for being there for me, Uncle Greg. I appreciate it.
You bet. Leslie, you are a good woman. And you are a strong woman. And you are a great mother. And I think that what you need to do is the same thing I've thought you've needed to do since you were a little girl. It's clear your head more often. And when you need that, don't be afraid to go out and do it. Rhonda and I are always going to be here.
I know. But I just don't want to come off like I can't manage my life.
Oh, sweetie. You aren't coming off like that at all. We all need a moment to breathe once in a while. Please, take your moment to breathe.
I will. I promise.
Very good. Well, I better get down to the car. Good night, Leslie.
Good night, Uncle Gregory. Wow. What a day.
Leslie walks back over to the fireplace mantle and picks up a photograph of her and Aiden.
I do have a lot to live for.
Leslie then puts the photograph back down on the mantle and then looks up at the clock.
And there's always tomorrow.
Leslie walks over to a lamp and turns off the light. She then looks around her penthouse, takes a deep breath, and then walks off. This episode of Forever in a Day is dedicated to the memory of Season 1 production consultant and legendary actress Andrea Evans, who passed away on July 9th, 2023, at the age of 66. Forever in a Day, created by KCS Hutchison. Co-executive producers KCS Hutchison, Candace Mack, and Demi Morgan. Narrated by KCS Hutchison. Written by KCS Hutchison, Candace Mack, Emmy Morgan, and Eric Andras. Music and sound effects provided by Festlian Studios and Soundstripe. Theme song provided by Soundstripe. This episode starred Kalia Davis as Leslie Marshall, Tony D. Head as Isaac Marshall, Lance Guzman as Christopher Marshall, Benjamin Bryant as Gregory Marshall, Kevin Caliber as Alex Bennett, Christina Sullivan as Stephanie Markham, Emmy Morgan as Olivia Bookman, Bart Blackneo as Colin Harper, Jean Young as Emma Jensen Harper. Join us again for an all-new episode of Forever in a Day on your favorite podcast streaming platform. This podcast is proudly recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. We support all actors and writers on strike.